What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Easygoing Podcast with your hosts, Juan Marcel
and Rylan.
And we hope you guys had an amazing week. We definitely had a great one. It was very busy.
It was extremely busy.
But fun, productive. You want to just get into it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's do the weekly update.
First of all, we went to Venice for a day and a half, which was amazing. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we were there for pretty much a day and a half.
Yeah.
And we vlogged the whole thing. We just dropped the vlog today, actually, as we're recording.
Mm-hmm. And we're super proud of it. So
yeah, it was just very romantic and everything that we thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, I definitely think that if you do go to Venice or you're planning on it, you probably only need 1 or 2 days because it's very small.
Also, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yes. Much more expensive than we remembered.
Compared to Milan, it's very expensive.
Yeah. But after we finished vlogging, we literally jumped right on a train, mm-hmm. like an hour after, back to Milan. And then we got back to our apartment in Milan at like midnight.
Or like 1 a.m. It takes like, so we hopped on the train at like 9 p.m. Yeah. And it takes 3 hours to get back to
Milan.
Exactly. So we got to Milano Centrale at like 12 a.m. And then it was another 45 minutes just to get back to our apartment. Home. So we got home super late. And we had to pack We had to pack everything up because we were flying the next day to Valencia.
Yeah. And to add on to it, Rylan had to work early in the morning of the day that we were leaving for Valencia. So the next morning she had to wake up at what, 6:30? Yeah,
like 6:30. Had to get to work by 8. And worked then until 1 p.m. Yeah.
She was supposed to work until 1 p.m. She made it very clear to her agents that we were going to postpone our flights so that she could make it to this last minute job she got booked on. So we postponed our flights and booked it for an afternoon flight, the only one we could find. And the agents were like, okay, great. No worries. It's definitely, you're going to get out at 1. It's a half day. Then the day comes. Yep. She wakes up early. She barely got any sleep. We have to catch a flight at 4. She needs to get out of the job at 1 so she can come back home, grab her bags, and we both go in an Uber to the airport. 1:30 rolls around. She still has like 3 looks that she needs to shoot, which means, I mean, at least going to take another hour to 2.
No, like at least like 2.5 more hours.
Yeah.
So basically, I had to tell the client that I had I couldn't spend any more time there. Like, it was impossible for me to spend more time there. And I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Such a horrible position to be in. And the client was super upset. Everybody was just super upset. It was a really...
Her agent was upset, too.
Yeah, it was
It was really... like a bad first way to start the trip to Valencia.
Yes.
But in the end, everybody understood. I mean, Rylan made herself clear from the beginning that she needed to be out of there. Everybody figured it out. So we went to Valencia.
Yes.
For my cousin's wedding.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, Spain honestly may have just moved to the top of our list of places that we may want to live.
Yeah, Spain.
The food, insane.
Also, the people there are so sweet. Everybody was like saying that we could practice our Spanish with them.
Yeah, and that was the best.
Which is so cool.
They like encouraged us to speak Spanish, and when we would mess up and stuff, they would giggle with us and help us. Like, so friendly, everybody.
Yes, it was so sweet.
So our goal is definitely to make a trip out to Spain, but for a longer period of time, and to go around different cities and just figure out really where we stand there, because we might want to live there.
Yeah.
But now, big surprise, which the podcast is going to hear first before anybody else.
We are in Paris.
Okay, you said it a little confusingly, so let me clarify. We are in Paris.
Yeah, I said Paris.
Oh, okay. Originally, we were just going to come here for my birthday because I have to go back to Italy for work. But we were looking at Airbnbs in Paris, and they're so much cheaper than we expected for a month.
Yeah, and I've been craving Paris.
Yeah. And so we were just like, last time we were in Paris was one of the happiest times of our lives. And we were only there for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So what if we just put ourselves first and get an Airbnb for the month in Paris? So we did. And we're going to be in Paris for a month. And we're just going to tell our agency that we're available for flights back and forth to Italy if anything comes up. But we definitely want to experience living here. I don't know why the Airbnbs are so cheap. Anyways, that's a long weekly update. Sorry for anybody that's like, can you please get to the point of why I clicked on this podcast?
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys like the weekly update. Honestly, I'm going to make a poll on the Spotify. Answer that right now. It's going to ask if you guys like the weekly update or if we should keep it to ourselves and just go to the topic, because we don't want to waste your time. Anyways, today's topic is a topic that we got on TikTok. Here's what the comment said. Can you talk about the non-perfect parts of your relationship? Not to focus on the negative, but to give some perspective. Honestly, when we got this one, we were thinking about how to approach it.
Yeah.
Because we do know and understand that a lot of people assume that our relationship could not possibly be as good as it seems or as perfect as it seems online. And at the end of the day, yes, social media definitely is more of a
sugar-coated
version of anything. Yeah. Our relationship isn't literally 24/7 us running around dancing, sunshine and butterflies. But at the same time, we don't feel that our relationship is drastically different from what we show, or that it's that we're forcing anything, or that it's different from what you see online. So
And one thing I want to restate that you just said is it's literally not forced content at all whatsoever.
Yeah, which is why we were kind of like, I don't know if we should even cover this. We didn't want to say one or the other because it's not that. But then we got this other comment on our Instagram that we wanted to refer to. And this kind of snapped into place. Okay, this is what we want to talk about in regards to, is our relationship perfect or not?
Yeah.
And it starts with this comment. I totally love most of your videos and you guys are super cute, but I feel like it's too romanticized and that people and young women are growing up thinking that this is what relationships are without you guys showing the rawness in relationships. And underneath that, somebody else replied and said, me and my wife just celebrated 25 years. This is what it's about. Personal experience is always short-sighted, so maybe I'm just lucky, but maybe quote-unquote relationships are hard and you are going to have to work at them and everyone fights is too normalized. Basically, the first person is saying you guys are glorifying something that is not realistic and
promoting a certain type of love that
doesn't exist.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
And the second person is somebody who honestly has way more authority to speak on this than us, clearly. Yeah. 25 years of marriage, and is basically saying, actually, no, this is a relationship that I can relate to because my relationship has definitely been that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be the hard work that everybody is normalizing nowadays and like the arguments and fights constantly. Maybe that is what's being normalized and is actually not what should be being pushed.
Exactly. Like maybe that is a really toxic opinion that's being pushed on the internet these days.
When we read this, it completely clicked for us. And we knew that this was what we wanted to talk more in depth about on this podcast episode. We genuinely believe that what we are promoting and what we are showing on the internet is actually a very healthy representation of what love can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we have both been in relationships before where we thought we were in quote unquote love and we thought, okay, we have to work hard at this and there are issues and these arguments are normal and that's what love is all about and you work through it and you grow together.
Yeah.
It's this struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And that left us in very toxic relationships.
Very bad relationships.
Yeah. Losing time. Losing ourselves.
Being cut off from friends and family.
And basically just giving everything to make love, quote unquote, work. And so you fast forward to now, after we've met each other and we've had the relationship that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely, with or without the TikToks, the YouTube, the Instagram, whatever you guys see, whatever your perception may be of us, it has just been absolutely easy.
Yeah.
Natural. Healthy.
Exactly.
And true.
Yeah.
And the kind of love that you imagine when you're young. Honestly, it sounds crazy, but that's been what it is. It's been fairy tale type love. And that shouldn't be something that you hear and then you go, oh, this is unrealistic. Yeah. This isn't true. Whatever.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, we have our struggles.
Yes.
We have our arguments. We get annoyed at each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have days where, you know, one is snappy.
Definitely. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we do feel like our love is so amazing and feels like a fairy tale. It never takes away from that.
Yeah. And there's a big difference between those things and then having actual frequent fights, like big fights and fundamental differences.
For sure.
We really agree with what that second commenter said about the fact that, quote unquote, love is hard, those types of things that you see and hear all the time of like, oh, this is what a real relationship is like. I think that's very normalized. Not to say those people are wrong.
Yeah.
You can, I believe you can work on something and it can be beautiful and it can work out in its own way. But it doesn't have to be that.
Exactly.
I don't think that that should be normalized. It doesn't need to be that. It doesn't need to be our way.
Mm-hmm.
But to call one or the other unrealistic is something that we kind of wanted to debunk or talk about.
So if you guys don't know, this past year has been the first year that me and Juan have really lived together,
mm-hmm.
like for longer than, you know, a month.
Yeah.
And I remember Juan coming to me and saying, you know, living with you is so easy. Like,
yeah.
It's so weird. And it's so easy for me, and I feel so comfortable. I never feel like we
fight.
Yeah, or we're in like these uncomfortable situations, or we're arguing every day about little things, because in his past relationship, this was a problem that he had had.
Yeah.
You know, once moving in together, that's when, you know.
Yeah, I was pretty traumatized by it. I didn't want to live with a girlfriend again for, I don't know, until I had a more positive experience, I guess. And with us, it's like we traveled a bunch.
Yeah.
And pretty soon into our relationship. And I realized very soon into that, like, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
This is easy. It feels like she doesn't impose on my space, but mm-hmm. also she adds to it. And I feel like I add to her.
Yeah.
Together, we feel stronger. Together, things feel better and easier and more positive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've never even had like we need to sit down and figure out how do we do this moving forward?
Yeah, no, we definitely don't.
Yeah, it's just like, it just happened.
Yeah.
It just snapped into place. And now I've been living with you for the past year and a half almost.
Yeah.
And I have zero complaints, except maybe the fact that you steal my socks all the time.
I do steal your socks all the time. And I have one complaint about you is you leave the toilet seat up.
Okay.
So everybody, you need to get on his case about that, because he doesn't think that that's a bad thing.
You know what? This is almost a separate episode topic, honestly. But here's my two cents on that real quick. For us as guys, we need to, when we're going to pee, we need to lift the toilet seat up, right?
Okay.
So basically, we have to look at the toilet and assess, oh, I'm doing one or two, right? So I need to move the seat according to
that. But we don't have to do that. So you just need to put the toilet seat down. It's so simple. Just do it.
I'm just saying, if you look at the toilet seat and go, oh, it's up. And I'm about to sit, so I'm just going to put it down. Right? Am I right, guys? Anybody?
No, you're not. And everybody knows that. But anyway, moving on.
But yeah, we just love how this person shared their love story. And they were like, you know, I've been with my wife for 25 years.
Yeah.
And it's been easy. And it's been exactly like what I'm seeing through this couple's videos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not unrealistic to me.
Exactly. And we're coming up on, well, we just passed 2.5 years.
Which, you know, 25 years, 2.5 years, tomato, tomato.
2.5, 25.
You're getting into decimals and stuff. I don't know. But yeah, I know what you're saying. We've been together for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And
we just imagined that this is exactly how our story will go.
Yeah, same as that person that commented, is like 25 years down the line, I don't think we will look back and go, man, that was tough work, but we made it happen, huh?
Exactly. We're consistently working on ourselves, and we're consistently working on always being on the same page together.
Yeah, and I just think that because the love is there and it's in its truest form, we always are just making sure that we are being the best that we can be for ourselves and also for the other person, and in turn for this relationship to be the best that it can be, because that's the common goal that we share.
Yeah.
I think when two people are just genuinely so sure about what they want, and that they want to take care of and nurture their relationship, I just don't see how that can be difficult. Two people sharing such a common goal, you know? I just feel like the difficulty of dating and stuff, especially in this generation, really stems from things like one partner being way more committed than another, and like frustrations building on either side because of that.
Exactly.
Or just, you know, two people that love each other, but they are not compatible.
Exactly.
On a basic level, they're just fundamentally different.
Yeah. Like, even if it's like right person, wrong time. Like maybe the one person super developed in, you know, their emotional vulnerability and the other person isn't.
Yeah. And, you know, some people are just growing into different directions in life. That's the thing about you and I. It's like we met each other through a very unconventional career path, modeling.
Yeah.
And we immediately connected over the fact that we didn't want to live a conventional lifestyle.
Exactly.
So we both just immediately clicked on this thing of let's travel together, let's explore life together, let's adventure together. And through that huge fundamental similarity, we found a lot of other similarities and common ground, and even the differences that we liked that helped each other grow in different ways.
Yeah, that's what I honestly have grown to love the most is your differences. Your differences have taught me way more than anything else. Like, you have taught me so much.
Yeah, so have you.
I love that.
But yeah, there are so many reasons why it could not work out between two people, or it's just not the right love, or it's not actual love, or anything like that. But what we do know is that the truth and the reality of our relationship is that it comes very naturally. It feels super easy.
Yeah.
And everything that you see on our videos and through our content, nothing we ever film or have ever put out is forced or anything like that. In fact, there have been times when we are filming where we will mess up over and over again on something we want to get across in a certain scene that we're shooting. And we're like, okay, now this is starting to feel forced and scripted because we're like just drilling this into the
ground.
And
we just like don't even end up doing it or saying it or anything.
Or we'll just say, okay, let's come back to this in a day.
Yeah.
And give it time because it needs to be natural.
Yeah, exactly.
The way that we work is that we just could not possibly force any of this.
Mm-mm.
We know that the people that watch our content are just people.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Yeah.
And as people, we can all feel when something is genuine and when something is forced.
Exactly.
People are so much more emotionally intelligent than other people think.
Yeah, the internet thinks.
Yeah. And I think that's why we have such a genuine connection with our audience. We receive these DMs, you know, of people telling us about the connection that we've made with them.
And one thing that me and Juan went into when we decided to do YouTube and everything was that the why of why we were making content is really because we wanted to promote a super healthy love and to promote a passionate look at life.
We believe anything that you're doing, you do it with love.
Yeah.
And passion and gratitude.
Exactly.
And positivity. And so that's what you feel through our videos, hopefully.
But also, we want to talk about the fact that, yes, we still do argue in our relationship.
Yeah.
We do definitely have disagreements and things that annoy us about the other.
Yeah.
Because Juan isn't me, and he doesn't think the same as me in everything. So, of course, we disagree. For example, Juan sometimes will get annoyed with me because my listening skills are not the greatest all the time. But now I think, like, you know, he understands that about me.
Yeah.
And it's something that we continue to work on together every single day.
Yeah. That's what I think is the realistic part of a relationship is work.
Exactly.
Is that you are two separate human beings with separate identities, traumas, personalities.
Exactly.
And so you do need to work together to understand each other and to get to a place where things run smoothly. But I don't think that the norm should be that if you're super passionate, then you're going to have these super passionate fights and it's this crazy.
Exactly. That was another point that I really wanted to touch on is that you can be passionate lovers and not have passionate fights.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel that, you know, this is something that I used to genuinely believe that, like, in my past relationships, it was just passionate love and that's why we were always fighting and yelling at each other or whatever.
Same.
And in reality, when I look back at that, that's not the case. We were just really not compatible for each other. And we ran into a lot of issues and they were blown up way bigger than what they should have been, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really what I've learned being in a relationship with Juan is like our relationship is so passionate and our love for each other is so passionate and real and deep.
But our arguments are real civil and boring.
Our like, arguments are so simple.
Yeah.
They're so
like,
simple.
They're like business meetings.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk about your quarter four performance. Basically, you've been leaving the toilet seat up for too long. And so we just have very civil, respectful disagreements. I mean, maybe sometimes it gets a little heated, our version of heated, which is just like, oh, okay, let's calm down.
Exactly.
Let's take a second and come back to this.
And I think that our arguments really come from if we've let something go untalked about for a while.
Yeah, build up.
Yeah, like we let something kind of build up for like a week or so. Then we'll
Which used to be our main issue, which was I used to tell you, you can't let this get to this point.
Exactly.
Because I'm the type of person that will talk about it immediately.
Yeah, and I'm non-confrontational, which is, so we've really figured that out with each other.
We really wanted to talk about this because we get these questions and assumptions about our relationship all the time of like, oh, we'll get those comments of, oh, I give it 6 months.
Yeah.
Or I bet they're fighting all the time.
Exactly. Around closed fighting doors. Behind camera or whatever.
And also definitely want to clarify, the person who asked this on TikTok, we're not saying like, oh, why did you ask us this question? we're talking back to you and saying this is real. Yeah. We know you were not implying that what we have isn't real or this isn't realistic. You just were asking, hey, what are the non-perfect parts?
Exactly.
Totally. There is non-perfect parts. We kind of, by extension of your question, wanted to talk about this other comment that we had received. We wanted to address it because we 100% stand by the content that we put out.
Yeah.
And we believe this is a realistic depiction of a true and healthy love.
Yes.
And yes, it is harder to find something like this. Mm-hmm. It is very rare. But it is real, and it is out there, and we genuinely believe that every human being on Earth deserves a true love like the one that we have.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, if your partner isn't working with you or working on your relationship with you, like, I just wish I could go back to my old self and be like, please, do not settle, which obviously I didn't, but like, I want to talk to all the girls out there that maybe feel like, oh, love is just this certain way and like love is really hard and any future relationship I have or any relationship that I'm in like is going to be really difficult. And it's really just not the case.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so sad that that has been accepted as like a normal reality by girls and by guys.
And you know what? I think the more that you stop putting up with this kind of treatment.
Yeah.
The less it will be normalized.
Exactly.
And let's just start promoting healthy love as being more realistic and normal. That's what we have. That's what we think you guys deserve. And we think about younger people being exposed to our content and maybe looking up to our relationship or making that the standard for what they expect in a relationship. And we feel very proud of that, honestly. And we want them to think of love in that way. Love can be easy.
Yes.
Love can be healthy, and true love is beautiful and pure. And we didn't know that it actually existed either.
Yeah.
Until we found each other.
Definitely not. I never would have believed that a fairy tale type of love existed, but then I met Juan.
So let this be your sign. It does exist.
Yes.
It's out there. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, let's do a Q&A on this episode, because we feel like maybe this episode was short enough.
Yes.
That we can actually do a Q&A and stop saying, oh, that episode is too long, so no more Q&A. Because we haven't done a Q&A in like 5 episodes now. So the question that we want to answer in this Q&A this week is by Raven on YouTube. And they said, would you guys ever consider living or staying in another country permanently or for a long stretch of time? I listen to the podcast as well. You both are such calm spirits and I love all of your content. Thank you so much, Raven. We appreciate you so much.
Yes, we do.
And thank you for the question. To answer, yes, we absolutely consider living or staying in another country permanently.
All of the time.
Honestly, we've just been more and more lately craving consistency and just having like one spot that we call our home, our apartment. We want to get a dog. We want to have not suitcases that we're living out of. We want to have drawers and a closet.
Exactly.
And we want to just have a life, you know, have our spots, have our just consistency. We definitely crave it. And we've gotten a lot of the travel bug. out of ourselves, at least for now. But we definitely want to live somewhere where we have access to travel very easily. Because mm-hmm. we're never going to live a life where we're not traveling every couple months, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, we would at least live in, if we're going to live in the States, it's going to be New York.
Yes, for sure.
Whenever we're getting stir crazy and we want to get out, it's like a super cheap flight out of JFK yeah, to go to Europe or go exactly. anywhere around the world.
And also we were talking at the beginning of this episode how much we loved Spain and maybe we would end up there for forever.
Yeah, we're just looking around. All this traveling that we do, we're always taking note of places that we love. So that's definitely going to be in the future. We don't know when, because we're also enjoying what we're doing now. We just have no idea. Our life is so all over the place.
Yeah, it really is.
But to answer your question, yes, we do consider all of the above.
Also, we are at 174 five-star reviews, which is crazy. Yes. I say which is crazy every single time, I think, but it really is. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is. Every time we're surprised. We're getting so close to 200, yeah. which is the goal that we set maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which is just bananas.
It is bananas.
The podcast is growing and it's getting faster and we're just so excited about it. We're getting a lot of feedback. Let's keep it going.
Yep.
Let's hit that 200 five-star reviews on Spotify. And as always, you get bonus points if you write us a review on Apple Podcasts. We really want to see more on there. For some reason, I think our demographic is just all on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is, but if any of you are listening on Apple, we need to hear from you.
Yes, please.
We need proof that you exist.
Yes.
If you would like to submit episode topic suggestions, ask us a question, or just say hi, you can always do that at the podcast email, easygoingpod@gmail.com.
Or you can reach out to us on any of our social media platforms. We are always checking those and reading all of them. So whether that's, you know, DMs
Instagram,
or
TikTok comments.
Yeah. So be sure to do that if you don't want to email us.
Yeah. We love and appreciate you guys so much.
Yes,
and
we
will
do.
Talk to you next week.
Love you. Bye.